You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Several times a week, Laura will turn to me after we get into bed and say those six little words I've been waiting to hear all day. Can I read something to you? Once I've said yes, she reaches for an item from her very cluttered nightstand and proceeds to bring that book, blog post, poem, essay, or article to life with her voice. I hope you enjoy listening to her read as much as I do. Here's this week's selection from Laura's nightstand.
Hi, so as Scott said, this is On My Nightstand, and I am Laura Cathcart-Robbins. And today, I'm actually going to be reading a piece, an essay of my own. It's in a book called The Moment, and I'll tell you a little bit about this book and why I chose to read this now. 10 years ago, this book was published, and it's a memoir series. The moment is this. I'm reading from the book now. Wild, poignant, life-changing stories from 125 writers and artists, famous and obscure. I fell into the obscure category. It was edited by Larry Smith, who was amazing to give me a chance to publish me in this book. Stephanie Wilder Taylor, who has been a guest on the show, and she's been a longtime collaborator and writing teacher of mine. She recommended me when he was looking for short essays. She recommended me, and so I wrote this specifically for him, for this book. And like I said, it was published 10 years ago in 2012. And now I'm being published again. I have a memoir called Stash coming out on Atria, Simon & Schuster in March of 2023. I could not be more excited. So this 10-year journey has led me from this story to the story that hopefully you'll all read next year, but see plenty of posts about between now and then. Okay, so this story is called True Calm by me, Laura Cathcart-Robbins. When my two sons and I arrived at the party, it was in full swing chaos. The ball pit was closed because someone had sullied it, but kids were piling in anyway. A woman holding an infant had been pushed into the cake table. She and the infant were fine, the cake not so much. Children rifled through the goodie bags that were supposed to be parting gifts. The balloon artist kept scaring the children by accidentally popping his balloon animals. I took in the entire scene with a mixture of pity and smugness. I would have never let things get so out of control. I saw the hostess trying to piece the cake back together so Happy Birthday Louie was legible. Just then, her husband entered the party. He had arrived from London and come straight from the airport. His face was stern as he sought her out with his eyes, semi-graciously accepting greetings or handshakes as he combed the room for her. I braced myself for the blow-up, Surely he would lay into her now. What husband wouldn't? She saw him and rose to her feet, her hands covered in blue icing, her eyes pleading, his still stern and resolute. At that moment, my smugness disappeared, and I felt not pity, but compassion for her. I knew how it felt to fail your husband and have him blame you for it. I knew it all too well. I wanted to rush between them and delay the inevitable. His harsh words, her tears. I couldn't comprehend what happened next. She closed her eyes and leaned into him, resting her head on his shoulder. He held her tenderly, eyes closed as well, and rocked her gently back and forth. The chaos around them disappeared. He was not her tormentor, but her comforter. Tears sprang easily to my eyes. I was mesmerized by the power of the love I saw in front of me. He loved her enough to be her place of solace in the midst of chaos. She trusted him enough to let him. Until that moment, I didn't believe that kind of love was possible.
Hey, honey, what a great episode that was.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, now let's get on with some Patreon shout-outs.
Yay.
Yeah, who do we have up first?
We have Mercedes Cusick, LMFT.
Mercedes.
Yes, Mercedes is a licensed trauma therapist and a certified EMDR therapist. Mm. This means, I know you're going to ask, right?
Oh, yeah, what does this mean?
She has had advanced training in complex and developmental trauma, and she's doing something really special called EMDR intensives.
Right, in case you didn't know, because I didn't know this.
I didn't know either.
You didn't? You no. had to look it up?
Yes.
EMDR stands for eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing. So simply by stimulating both sides of the brain, it helps to heal the brain and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories.
That is so dope.
It's cool, huh?
Right? So what she's offering is a concierge curated program that's just for you. Not you, hun, but just for our listeners.
Okay. Could be just for me.
Right. So you could spend a long time in weekly therapy, but why do that when her EMDR intensives, so they range from like a half a day to several days, and they're the equivalent of, get this, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy.
Honey, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's also been used to effectively treat a wide range of mental health problems. But I think it's important to mention that there's no need to talk extensively about disturbing experiences. And because this intensive format decreases treatment time, it also saves you considerable money in the long run.
Exactly. So if you want to start feeling better now, and why wouldn't you,
right?
The EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, click the link in our show notes to find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website. Book your EMDR intensive today. That's Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist. She's located in Woodland Hills, California. That's here in Southern California. But see our show notes for the website. It's www.mercedescusick.com.
Speaking of feeling good, what's new with the How to Do the Pot podcast?
Ah, so you're talking about previous guest Ellen Scanlon, who we love.
I am. Welcome back, Ellen. Thank you for being a Patreon.
Yes, and she has the How to Do the Pot podcast, and they are demystifying cannabis for women.
How cool is that?
And now they've just released their new Sleep 101 series, and in these short episodes, real women share how cannabis helps women fall asleep and stay asleep and not wake up with a weed hangover.
Mm, that sounds important.
And on the regular episodes of How to Do the Pot, every week you can listen to fun, short episodes that answer all the questions women secretly Google about cannabis. How to Do the Pot shares women's personal stories and advice from the experts to help with solutions around stress, sleep, sex, and chronic pain. Did I say sex?
You did. Let's say sex again.
With the goal of helping women feel more confident in their choices about cannabis. If you're ready for practical advice about weed by women for women, listen to How to Do the Pot wherever you get your podcasts.
Next up is Cute Booty Lounge.
It is Cute Booty Lounge. Speaking of by women for women, right?
Right on.
Right. So this was a concept. Kelly Nishimoto.
Kelly's
we love
back.
Her. This mm-hmm. was born in Kelly Nishimoto's garage in 2004.
There's a great episode about that.
There is a great episode about that. And she's been a sponsor of the podcast for a long time. But In 2004, she was looking to make pants that embraced a woman's curves, right, particularly the booty.
Mm-hmm. She did it. She nailed
it. Hence the name.
It.
But she wanted them to still be polished enough to wear out and about. So her signature, the patented scrunch booty pockets, cute booty lounge, is made by women and for women, just like I said before, but also right here in the USA. The company is incredible, female and minority owned. So you want to go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. What do people always say when I wear the leggings, hon?
Cute booty.
Cute booty. Exactly. Oh, and now Kathleen Hahn, hon.
Hey, Kathleen, a fantastic friend of the show, one of my dear friends for a long time. Thank you so much for supporting our podcast.
Yes, thank you, Kathleen.
We know you're out there working really hard. Really hope that our podcasts are helping you get through your long days.
That's it. That's mm-hmm. it. Yeah. Shout out to Kathleen. Shout out
Hahn.
To Cute Booty Lounge. Shout out to How to Do the Pot podcast.
Ellen.
And Ellen Scanlon, yes. Mm-hmm. And shout out to MercedesQsick.com.
Thank you, guys.
On My Nightstand is a special segment of the Only One in the Room podcast. Today's episode was produced by Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, and executively produced by Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible, brand new Only One interview, and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading from something that I love. If you have an Only One in the Room story or a piece of writing that you'd like to share, please submit it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.